All right, welcome back in, you beautiful, sexy people of Houston. All of you are. All right, not all of you are, but most of you are. A good amount of you are.
Yeah, girl.
Sexy in your own way. Damn it. We appreciate you joining the drive with us as we are having a good time on this Monday, being back from a little bit of a little holiday weekend, and that potentially may not be great for the next part of this show. We were challenged by Tyler, and I don't like to disappoint Tyler that much, because I know he doesn't like to disappoint us.
And I just don't like feeling disappointed.
He doesn't like feeling disappointed. And
it's not my favorite.
I knew Monday when we decided we were looking at this. I'm thinking, boy, this is a 4th of July weekend. This could get hazy here. I'm certain, Clint, you're at 246 last week. And I was at 296.4, 296.8, something like that. We do our weigh-ins every week. Clint is attempting to get into the 230s. He was at 246 last time we saw. I started at 310, 296 last time we were in here. I'm having a hard time cracking that 290 spot. I'm with you, Clint. I don't expect to see that here this time. But we do our weigh-in every Monday. And also, we enjoy people who decided to jump in with us on this. 713-572-4610. Those of you on YouTube and Twitch, you can jump in where you are right now since we have started this. But, Clint, you gonna do it first? You ready?
Yeah, get on there. Get on there.
I don't know, man.
You don't sound
real calm.
Well,
I don't like the tone in which this weigh-in is starting out.
Get light. I'm stripping. That's not
244.8 coming off July 4th. Still not to my, what was my low? 243.
Yeah, you, especially you talking about, you thought this thing would
I
get
thought it was going to be rough.
Would
I'm
get hairy.
That, actually.
You thought this thing would get hairy in here. The 18th start.
Moment of truth.
The moment of truth. Get them eights rolling eight across there, baby. 244.8. 244.8 down a couple. 244.8 down a couple. Where you at, Ryan? Where you at? Them numbers settling in on you?
Yeah.
Uh-oh, that don't sound real promising.
It's not bad. 293.
293? Well, hell, 293. Well, it was 297 or something last time.
296. Right? 296 last time. 293.
Look at us moving in the right direction.
Moving in the right direction, so I'm not going to roast you,
baby.
What happens when I leave here? I weighed myself earlier today at 292.
Oh.
Drinking too much water in there, man.
We got to figure out a. I'm telling you, Monday weigh-ins are tough for me, man.
Nothing worth doing's ever been easy.
That is a good point.
Are you trying to change the weigh-in date?
I absolutely am.
713-572-4610. Do you want to hear? We'll hear out Clint's change the weigh-in date. The Mondays are. I feel like they are the toughest. 713-572-4610. Those of you on YouTube and Twitch, 244, up one.
I'm not going to kill y'all, man.
293.7.
But it's time to get serious.
Down three. Now we got that holiday out the way. Don't think I have anything coming up. I don't think so. My mother-in-law, she's been in the house for the last three weeks. That chicken pot pie, boy, that tore me up.
I moved in the right direction.
I had seconds too, man.
Well, I mean, here
Kick Rock said Monday was the deal.
Well, that's fine. I mean, if that's the deal, it's the deal. I mean,
text line coming through started at 359, now down to 332.
See, progress, baby. Yeah. Progress. Here's the deal. Here's where I'm at. It's not about.
Sorry, I did strip off that shirt, folks.
Don't be sorry. Be careful. That was nice.
Sorry,
you didn't get to. Yeah, you didn't get. To, I didn't notice. I left the.
No, I get it in there.
You added it in there.
Sorry, don't be sorry.
I need some motivation. Because I'm gonna be honest, Monday weigh-ins. I'm
okay.
It doesn't motivate me throughout the week.
What? All right. What day is? Rob says Monday creates the most accountability.
There ain't no doubt about that. You got to be accountable over what, the weekend.
All right, let's hear it out. What day?
I mean, Friday's the weigh-in day, typically. But I'll do Mondays.
Fridays?
I'll stay with Mondays.
You like Fridays?
I think Fridays I could be, because it's easier to be for me to be disciplined and work out and be on a schedule during the week than it is to discipline, work out, and be on a schedule.
You want to do this on the road? Because there are many Fridays that we are out coming up, especially.
Football Fridays are about to return.
Oh, I ain't got no problem doing it on the road.
I'm just saying, like, are you?
I got no problem doing it on the road because I'll do it at 3 o'clock and then I'll have some beers with the people.
And then let it ride.
I got a week to work it off.
Let it ride. See? Then let it.
That's right.
Let it ride.
Look, now we can stick Monday's a deal.
So I'm, what are you? Here we go. Monday. We got Mondays and Fridays. Ray said Friday is the only other option. Honestly, where are you? You know what? We'll let Tyler decide. Tyler Milner, the third member of this show. You decide. Mondays is where we are right now, or Fridays. What do you want to do?
Y'all's asses need to adapt, stay at Monday, and start putting in some work.
Okay.
All right, so we're staying at Monday.
You hear me in there?
It's going to be hard for me to crack 240 on the after weekend.
You got this, man. Hell, you dropped. You had a 12.
Come on, man.
12 weight swing, 12-pound swing. 14, you had the 14, 7.
14.
Check that. 14, sorry.
We knew this was going to be tough coming into it.
Yeah.
No, I yeah. Look,
weekend I just, accountability weigh in and man. End of week progress.
Okay.
Somebody talking about Monday and Friday.
I think I'd be smart.
Really?
I think I'd be smart.
To see
other than it'd be really obvious what we do on the weekend.
Oh, I know it, man. That's what I'm saying. We go in there Friday. Man, wow. Man, you're down 5 pounds for Monday.
We're going to Las Vegas.
And come back in.
Come back in and gain 10.
People are texting in. Where are you at? Someone, congratulations to you have lost weight. A couple of people texting in, they have lost weight. So please run in. So we'll stay with Mondays, according to our executive producer of The Drive.
Oh, hard ass Tyler.
I want to see some big numbers
now.
Next
everybody
week,
out there sees who the real hard ass is. Tyler likes to try to be Mr. Social, Mr. Don't Give a Rip. You see the hard ass is.
Yeah, the hard ass is.
I never want to put out there that I don't give a rip.
No, he runs a tight ship now. He runs a tight ship. You know what I mean? So Mondays it is. All right. 293.6. Come on, Ron.
Focus, guys.
I mean, what does a 2.8 something look like? Jesus.
We got some pictures of it.
I am shaking. That's another thing, man. I was rolling through it, boy.
But you're weighing naked at home and then coming in here with clothes on. So that's your pound.
I am weighing in draws at the crib. It was a 292. 292.4. At the house. Different scale. 292.4.
That may have a little something. That may have something.
Lauren Max says, get with it, fellas. Okay. He's a good friend keeping y'all accountable. Thank you, Tyler.
Trying.
He's trying to ruin my weekend. That's okay.
Made a little more effort on that end.
All right. Speaking of accountability, the Rockets. I don't know if that had anything to play with why they made the move with Cam Whitmore, but they have traded him to the Washington Wizards. The full what we know of the trade, the Wizards traded back two second round picks. If you remember, they lost five in the trade with Kevin Durant, but two second round picks and Cam Whitmore goes to Washington, where he should. I mean, it should be right on time for him. Boy, he should be able to get all the shots he wants. He should be able to do it all. I mean, with the Washington Wizards right now, so he goes there. Here is Rockets GM Raphael Stone on his thoughts on what went into trading Cam Whitmore.
I just think, we're just not a developmental team right now. It's really like we wanted to provide Cam with the opportunity to do in his career what we still believe he very much can do. So I think Cam's insanely talented, really nice young man, and wanted to provide him an opportunity to go home and be in a situation where he could really play through mistakes in a way that we never could afford him just in the iteration of the Rockets that he joined.
All right. Makes a lot of sense what he said there. We're not in a developmental stage right now. And they are in a let's go try to get a ring on our finger stage. Let's put a banner in the Toyota Center stage. Let's have a parade in Houston stage is where they are. And that's what goes into the decision they made there. 713-572-4610, YouTube and Twitch. I guess the way to kind of kick this thing off, do you think this is a mistake move by the Rockets and potentially will be something that they will eventually regret moving on from Cam Whitmore?
No. I don't think it's a mistake, and no, I do not think they will regret it. I think, and by the way, tip to cap to Ime Udoka. I mean, Rafael Stone. I mean, what a legit, transparent delivery of what in the hell was going on with Cam Whitmore. Absolutely. He needs time to play and develop and develop through mistakes, and we just weren't able to afford him that, and so we're going to put him in a place where he feels like he can do that. I don't know if Washington's a place, but clearly I guess being home for him was important maybe. I don't know. But what a tip to cap to Rafael Stone for not trying to talk around his elbow to get to his mouth and just putting it out there. That number one. But number two, to answer your question, Ron, no, I don't think at all I don't think at all the Rockets, will look back on this as a mistake, and we as Rockets fans will look back on it as a mistake. I think this is probably the very, very same, similar, maybe not same, but similar reasons why Jalen Green is in Arizona. That Jalen got more of an opportunity than Cam did, obviously. But this team is not in a position right now to wait. The bigger message here is we are not in a position here to wait and see if guys can develop. We're in a position to go win a championship. And if
well, he couldn't get on the field on the court last year.
Right. I'd be willing to bet you it's all for the same reasons that Jalen Green ain't here. The inability to read defense. Like, those guys can go get a bucket on a given night, typically if it's AAU ball, ISO ball type stuff, but Ime Udoka wants him to run an offense, and ultimately they're not ready to do those things, so they're no longer here. But I don't think that Cam Whitmore is going to be a move. Trading Cam Whitmore is going to be a move they look back on and think, man, what if? Or boy, we shouldn't have made that move.
Yeah, I don't think it's a mistake move. And now I think there's a chance that potentially it may be a move that some fans regret. Because, listen, will I be surprised if Cam Whitmore puts up numbers in Washington? No. Depends on what those numbers look like, right? LaMelo Ball is putting up big numbers in Charlotte. But, you know, is it really, you know, not all his fault, but how much is that going towards winning?
Right.
Like, you know, will Cam Whitmore be somewhere where he is a part of an organization and a team that is about winning?